had a chance to visit some of our schools each year, try to get by to every single one of them. We have 15, by the way, which is a lot for us. And after one of the masses, I was dressed in white for the mass, and one of the little bitty ones, Super Pixies, not unlike some of the Super Pixies we have here in the church, came up and said, "Are you God?" And I said, "Thank God, no, not." And then she said, "Well, why are you dressed in white?" And I said, "Because we want to celebrate the joy of God's love in our lives." And so she turned to her mother and says, "Mama, let's go home and change clothes." Well, in a real way, we are clothed in our baptism, each of us. And we share in the life of Jesus Christ together. And, you know, as we enter the Word this morning, we hear the prophet Isaiah saying that God wants his followers to come to him and to experience his glory. And when we're talking about his glory, we're talking about his grace. We're talking about his love. We're talking about his power in our lives to touch us and bless us. And that's how all those around us will know that God is real and God is present and God is in our lives in a special way. And then as we enter the letter to the Hebrews, we hear a part of scripture which is not always easy to hear, but it's a part of being a follower of Jesus Christ. And it's a call in the end to discipleship. And the invitation in that reading is that we experience God's discipline in our lives. And so stuff happens. And sometimes it's tough stuff. Sometimes it's very difficult stuff. But each moment of our life is really meant to be a God moment, a sharing of God's love for us. When I got the phone call to be your bishop, it was a complete surprise, to say the least. The archbishop that called me on behalf of the Holy Father said, "The Holy Father wants you to be the fourth bishop of the Diocese of Biloxi. Will you accept?" And my answer was very simple. Huh? So we had a long discussion with that, and I eventually accepted, as obviously. And so I'm packed and ready to go, ready to come to Biloxi. My car's packed. I stopped to see my doctor to say goodbye, because he's been my doctor for like 25 or 30 years. And I said, "Now, Doc, I got a stomach ache I can't lose. Can you give me something for it? So I'm on my way." And he checked me out and he said, "You're parked outside, right?" I said, "Yes." "Your car's packed, right?" "Yes." "You're ready to go to Biloxi?" "Yes." "You're going to the hospital right now." And ended up having an abscess in my colon and my intestine. So ended up with an IV in my arm for a month, in the hospital for a month, and had to cancel my ordination initially. Oh boy. Part of it though is, you know, it's those kind of moments that God really is speaking to us. And so each of us have some of those kind of moments that have happened in our lives. And the question is, who are we with him in those moments? Because it was extremely difficult for me to pray in that time. Very difficult. And I just had no energy whatsoever. I was a limp noodle. The reading Hebrews talks about your knees kind of being limp, and that was me. That was me during that time. And so what I found myself simply doing was laying in the arms of the Lord Jesus for all that time, and letting him love me, and letting him decide, okay, are you on this side of the rug or the other side of the rug? Which side are you going to be on? And obviously he decided, I'm here with you. So the invitation is really, as his followers, as his disciples, you know, who are we with him in each moment of our lives, and how is he teaching us? Because the Gospel of St. Luke really says to us that there is a narrow door to go through to heaven, basically. That Jesus is looking at the wall of Jerusalem and he's saying, there's a large door, but that's not the gate to heaven. It's the small door. And getting through that gate is the key for us. And so what weighs us down? What causes us difficulty? What is extra on us that causes us not to be able to get through the door? Or better said, that he would not recognize us at the door when we're knocking to get into the gates of heaven. Wow, that's a biggie. And so each of the moments of challenge, difficulty, problem are really invitations to come to know him, to love him, to serve him, and to witness to him as disciples, as his special people. And just as that little one was saying, I want to change my clothes to share the joy of God, that's us. That's us. So if you wore white today, you're in great shape. I wore black. In the end, God's love draws us into him. And in the end, as we receive his body and blood at the altar, it is a moment for us to share heaven, to touch heaven, to be touched very personally by a God who loves us very, very much. And that's Jesus Christ. That's an amen.
Amen.